Well, good morning. We welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Thursday. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it is a pleasure to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and welcome you to the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you. We bless you. We celebrate you. God, we realize that we are nothing without you, but with you we are everything and we can do everything. We thank you, God, just because you are all of that and more. We thank you because you are amazing. We thank you that you are our Savior, our healer, our protector, our all in all. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I thank you, God, for their yes. I thank you that over almost 8 years ago, they said yes, and here we are today on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for each and every caller that calls in, and our prayer is that their lives are empowered, enriched, and enhanced as they begin their day here on the Master's Call. I ask that you would bless the speaker as they will come, God, that you would increase in them as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, Father. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We ask that you would bless Artist International and the Diaz de Leon family. We ask that you would go before them to Houston and that you would bless the location in the Marriott Hotel where they will come, God, that your presence will meet them there in a mighty way. And so as we go through this day, we go with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things are in store for us. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line our hostess for this morning. Are you out there this morning?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear, Minister Jackie. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, and good morning. Thank you for greeting and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that beautiful song. Especially, thank you for being so alert and greeting us with Jesus' joy this morning at such an early hour on the West Coast. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I am welcoming you to the call. If you would allow me a few moments, I'll give you a brief history on this call. This call was founded in October 10 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our illustrious mother eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And there is a website where all of our messages have been archived since the onset of this call, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany has done, and don't worry, you don't have to sing. But you, if you wish to be a part of this, you can come in and join us as a host, as I am doing now. You could share a word from the Lord, or if you have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, will be happy to contact you. So please let the Lord lead and guide you. And what has brought us together is a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's the common thread that has brought us together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Brenda would say, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier and wealthier and changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they would be more than happy and would love to share with you and answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the call or the playback? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Just follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call at no charge. So please share this information with your team members, your prospects, and those that you have invited to this call. Now, immediately following this call is a morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday, and it is conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and our hostess with the mostest will be hosting that call, and that is none other than President Charlie Lewis, so you do not want to miss that call. Now get ready, get ready, get ready. All roads are leading to Houston, Texas, July 6th, 7th, and 8th, to the Marriott Hotel for the Artists Regional Conference. And on July the 8th, Minister Edith Bird, our anointed mouthpiece, will be delivering the message from God. So go to your back office, get registered, get your tickets, and be there on July 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And please do not miss our own Edith Bird, as she will be ministering at the service at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I'm going to get out of the way right now, and I'd like to bring before you our mouthpiece of the morning. This woman is definitely no stranger to this call. She is what we call a worker bee. She works in all aspects of this call, and she does it with the joy of the Lord. She was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took her under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. So after graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, she married her husband, Freddie, and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and the women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts of God has given them. She is a proud mother of five and the grandmother of three grandsons. Throughout the years of God's blessing, she has the power of the Lord miraculously in any aspects from deliverance to healing, including herself, when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Her favorite words are, God is faithful. Back to her roots, she resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor G. C. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthier. And at most, she is looking forward to the greater things in Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie. Presently, she is the prayer general for the master's call and so prayerfully and effectively always serves with a spirit of excellence. So those that don't know her, I would like to introduce. And for those that do, I would like to present our speaker this morning, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Jackie, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for that cordial and gracious introduction. I give God glory for you and for all that you do. I tell you, I know you are a multitasker, and I give God glory for you just taking the step to serve as you do so graciously. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, with the joy of the Lord and that voice, and when you started singing, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I said, okay, she's all in my prayer closet. God, to God be the glory, hallelujah. Well, good morning, good morning. I want to take the time to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders for allowing me to share this platform this morning. And they are our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic. So love and appreciate you for all that you do. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of PV, Texas, the woman of God who is our mother eagle. I love and really appreciate you for all that you do. I'm telling you, I could sit here till next week and tell you and say how grateful I am that God put me into your path, the both of you. Love and appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to serve. Well, good morning, TMC family. I'm just going to speak with you briefly this morning, and believe it or not, my topic is think on these things. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, we're going to think on these things. Now, I'm sure we all can agree that there's a true battle waged for our minds and our hearts, and we need to guard ourselves in this hour. According to Proverbs 23:7, it states, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have set this time and this place for your servant, Lord, to serve and to demonstrate and exalt your name with the word of God. And I ask you, Father, that Brenda be removed and you come in place, Father God, and use this vessel as you see fit. Let your anointing overtake, Lord God, as we all receive what the Lord has for us this morning. And we give your name glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Now, the question stands, what is it that we spend the majority of our time thinking about or meditating on? What is it that we spend most of our time on? And when you think about it, when we start our day, what's the first thing that we do? Oh, I got to get the coffee. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Or do we say, Lord Jesus, thank you? You see, biblical meditation is thinking upon the things of God, the things that Philippians says we're to think on, the things that are true, the things that are good. Can we say that's what's really possessing our personal energy and time? Or are we thinking about and worrying about the circumstances of life, the bills, the job, our relationships? As we, as God's people, as his children, should acknowledge the power of our thoughts. Now, whether or not, we got to make aware of it. We got to realize the war is raging all around us, and the battle is for our minds. The enemy's number one target is the arena of our thoughts, simply because the enemy plants a negative, discouraging thought in our brains doesn't mean we have to nurture it and help it grow. If we do, that thought will affect our emotions, our attitudes, and eventually our actions. The scripture says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And as we meditate on this, what characteristics do we find having the mind of Christ? It should be full of joy and living life to the fullness, loving no matter what, having a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed, fashioned that is, according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Now, there are a few things that I want to put in place about where we can get to that transformed mind, because we come to realize that it is a daily process. Yes, it is. For one, I want to say we can ask the Lord to guard and to direct our minds. See, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in to help us in every way. When we ask God, he's saying all our ways, acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. And the second thing is that we want to replace our self-focus thinking with a God-focus mindset. Can I say that again? We want to replace our self-focus thinking with a God-focus mindset. You know, Romans 8:5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's a mindset. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So what are the things of the flesh? Is hate, death, anger, malice. And the things of the Spirit, life, peace, joy, love. We want to saturate ourselves in the things of the Spirit. And thirdly, we want to rest in the truth that we are accepted and loved by Jesus Christ. Can we just come to that to the grips of that? That Jesus Christ loves us. No matter what anybody say or what anybody may think, he loves us. So we must realize having the mind of Christ is knowing that we have the love of God, and that same love abides in each and every one of us. Think on these things. Renewing the mind is an ongoing process, as I mentioned before, and every day we need to take time to study the Word so we can purposely think according to what it says. And then the Holy Spirit reminds us to think and act accordingly. See, when we meditate on soap operas and the things of this world, the news and the things that people are doing and what have you, guess what? We can get caught up in that. But when we meditate on the Word of God, the living Word of God, the exciting Word of God, then we'll see that our minds start shifting into a newness. Living in this world, we notice the effects of the evil forces tampering with the minds of many, selfishness, hatred, anger, suicide, just to name a few. With the realization that we are in the world but not of the world, we should abide, as I said before, in love, joy, and the peace of God. This allows the atmosphere we're in to shift to the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Being renewed daily. Think on these things. You know, Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is what God was saying. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Then God went on to emphasize in verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Why did God emphasize on this matter? He knew that our minds needed to be renewed. We must take responsibility for our minds, which lead to our actions, as long as we keep making excuses, such as blaming the family tree, our environment, past relationships with others, our circumstances, we won't be truly free mentally, physically, or spiritually. Because Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Our thinking creates the power of our speech, the power of our actions, the power of anything that's within us. It starts with the mind. So let's take a private emotional thought pattern test. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things on the earth, according to Colossians 3, 1 and 2. How often during the day do we allow situations to irritate us? When our schedules are shifted, do we roll with the punches or do we react with panic attacks? In all our ways, do we really acknowledge God by asking for his direction, or do we jump into our agenda in our own way? I'm sure we're all guilty of these things sometimes or another, but yet, when the outcome isn't what we anticipated, where do our thoughts lead us? We should always sum it up with, it is well through it all. Yeah, y'all know Shulamite woman is my lady. When she had a lifeless child, she put that child up on that man of God's bed and went to him and told everybody along the way, it is well. That's some powerful thinking. Thank you, Lord, that you're using this, anything that we're going through. Thank you, Lord, that you're using this for my good and for your glory. Think on these things. This is what we should think about. What we're going through, the way people are treating us, the actions that are being taken against us. Lord, get you some glory. That's what where our minds should be, because everything we're doing is to the glory of God. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. To a large extent, we can control our own destinies. When we think mediocre, we're destined to live an average life. But when we align our thinking with God's thoughts by dwelling on his word, when we dwell on the thoughts of his victory and favor, when we will be propelled toward greatness with God's supernatural blessings. Think on these things. You see, Paul was determined to live with a renewed mind after his Damascus Road experience. He left those old thoughts behind him. He killed people, but yet, when God gave him a new way of walking, his mindset shifted into the spiritual realm. And then Peter's mind was renewed and the Holy Spirit showered him, and he preached good news to people, causing thousands to join the church. Think on these things. See, the word tells us love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Self comes last. When we put self first, then we're getting into some thinking. We got to put God first and others second, and then God will shower with us with all we need. Think on his goodness, his blessings, his mercy, his grace, his love. the blood he shed, his resurrection, his power. We need to think on these things. And again, the Bible says whatsoever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That's healthy thinking. It's creating that healthy spiritual mind. Think on these things. This is how God thinks. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is lovely. Look on the goodness of Jesus. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Give God glory for all that he's doing in our everyday lives, because he told us when we meditate on his word and as we think on the things, we can come against anything. We could speak to it. We could speak to the mountains, because we have that power of the word of God that gives us a changed mind, a changed thought, and then our actions change. We will, Lord, think on these things. I hope you got a thought from this message. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen. We thank you, Minister Brenda, for that profound word this morning. And shortly I'll be calling you back to close with our closing benediction after a few announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer and pray over our prayer request. God, we thank you for that word. We shall ever think of good thoughts and think on you, because you are our leader, you are our inspiration, you are our all in all, and we thank you, God. We thank you for each and every person that's on this line. God, we thank you that they have thought it not robbery to be on here to hear such a word as this. We thank you for our speaker this morning, how she brought us the word straight from the throne room this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing over this woman of God. We ask that you pour back into her what she has poured into us this morning, how she has been a great encouragement to each person on this line. We ask your continued blessings over her life and the life of her family as you continue to use her to your glory. We thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for their obedience to starting this call, where we can all learn and grow in you. We thank you for Artists International, that company that brought us all together so that we could know one another, and for this day to be able to lift you up each and every morning. God, we thank you for those that have called in and requested prayer for themselves and their loved ones. Those that have sickness in their body, God, we ask you to cover them. Those that didn't even speak up, God, but you know their needs, we ask you to cover their needs and cover them with your blood. We thank you, God, for the peace that you've given to the bereaved families, those that are experiencing loss in their families. God, we thank you for them, and we thank you for what you are doing in their lives. We ask your continued covering and your continued blessings over this call, that it shall reach out to those that are lost and be that light that draws them in, and that they shall be saved. We thank you for the family that's on this call, for your continued guidance over them. We lift you up. We praise you. We shall give you all glory, and we shall forever think on the good things and think of your goodness. We cover this prayer in with your blood, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful, powerful message, you may call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POWN. Now, please be sure to go to your back office, get registered for the regional conference in Houston, Texas, July 6th, 7th, and 8th, where our own Edith Bird will be delivering the message on July the 8th at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call where our own President Charlie Lewis will be hosting, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for always stepping up to the plate and for greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning. And again, Minister Brenda, continue to let God use you. And thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you come and close us out with a closing benediction?
Thank you, Minister Jackie. Father, we thank you that the minds that we have that you've given us, Lord God, that we will saturate them in your word to realize the power that's within us. So we say now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Have a wonderful day.